Pause recording. Button.
Right, so second part of this. I was just saying, it's rather rambly, really, and what is the point? I'm not sure, except to say, actually, I feel very lucky that the worst that's ever happened to me is friends and acquaintances, and I have drifted apart. Well, actually, I suppose the worst that's happened, and even that didn't upset me in the true way, but it was vaguely hurtful, was back in school. Now, I'm one of these, well, in college, actually, I'm one of these people that, if I've really liked someone and I turn against you, at least I used to. It hasn't happened for so long that I don't know, and I guess I'm a little less, I thought I was less fiery, but as I'm getting older, I think I'm getting fiery again. But if someone did something, if I'd really liked you and then you did something I don't, I'd turn against you more than I'd turn against somebody I was indifferent to, if you like, which actually I suppose makes sense. It does, that does make some sense. And so someone I'd known at school came to college, and I can't remember what he did, but he, I don't know, said something about Steve, I think, who I was talking about my husband, or blind underscore geek, for those who know him on Twitter. I met him at college, and he said, this person said something. Anyway, whatever he did, I turned against him, because he'd been a great friend of mine at school. We'd really got on well. And at college, I don't know, he changed or whatever. And he was not the person. We didn't gel there. We didn't get together to gel there. And whatever it was he did or said, I went right against him. I hope it wouldn't happen now at my rather greater age. But of course, you don't know. People are imperfect. All of us are imperfect. And we will all do stupid things. All of us. We just will. And we'll get annoyed with each other for doing them. And, that's it. We will. But, yeah, but really, other than that, and that didn't make me cry or anything or really upset. It just turned me against him. Now I don't think twice about him one way or another. Wouldn't even know what he was doing or anything. So, there's no problem. It's gone away. But basically, I feel I'm lucky. It's the same with my family. We've never had anything other than short-term quarrels. I think there was a quarrel that went on a bit longer, which I won't go into, but it was a few years ago. A couple of members of my family had a bit of a row, but it got made up. It just ended. The problem ended in a rather upsetting situation, actually, and that's why it ended by one of the people involved being in hospital. And of course, they met up with the other person in the quarrel, and it just ended. I don't think there was any apology, any anything. It just all went back to how it was before. So we just went back to being normal again with it. Everyone went back to being normal with each other. Of course, I never got involved in this quarrel, thankfully. But normally, I suppose the most upsetting was I felt I'd drifted apart from my brother after I'd been away for, I'd got married and moved here. And when I went home, his lifestyle was so totally different to what it had been, and he was doing things I so totally couldn't comprehend that I just felt we'd drifted way apart. But again, we've never all had serious, certainly not that I've been involved in. If they've quarrelled, they've kept it reasonably quiet. We've never had rifts then that have totally broken us all apart. We may not see each other for very long times. I'll talk to my sister once a week on the phone. We don't see each other for like ages, but things like that. But, well, I live a long way from them anyway. But my sister won't see my brother, for instance. This is my older brother, not the one I was just talking about earlier, as he's no longer with us. They won't see each other for ages, but I'm not used to, if you like, that's a good word to put it, being in families and friends.